This is WLVR. Jen Saraceno is a colonel in the U.S. Air Force with deep roots in the Lehigh Valley. Born in Allentown, raised in Bethlehem, Saraceno has led a life dedicated to public service, first as a staffer to two of Pennsylvania's representatives in Congress, then on deployments abroad as a member of the U.S. Air Force, now as the executive officer to the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. But as WLVR's Chloe Nouvelle learned, Saraceno's dedication to public service can't simply be summed up by her rank and assignments. She's also helping improve the lives of the women she serves with by addressing issues that cause women to leave the Air Force.
Women make up about, depending on the rank, officer, enlisted, we're about 20% of the Air Force. But women tend to start to leave the Air Force when they reach childbearing age. And so for officers, that's going to be around when you're a captain or a major, depending on when you get in. And women are leaving because it was getting harder for them to stay in and progress because there were regulations and, you know, policies that maybe were old, outdated, that were preventing them from, or making it more difficult for them to hit some of those milestones you need to hit in order to progress in the service and to promote and to be successful.
So you say one of the policies that was recently changed had to do with allowing women who are pregnant or postpartum to access additional education programs in the Air Force.
The Air Force wants us to hit certain developmental milestones. And the policies were written so that if you were pregnant or you had just had a child, you had to get a waiver to actually go to these schools. And instead of allowing the woman to say, you know what, I'm okay with going to school while I'm pregnant, or I'm okay with going to school postpartum, I don't need a break, I'm ready to go. I have childcare support. You know, if they're married, their spouse is going to support them. Let them make the decision to go to school. It's a decision that the woman should be making with her doctor, and not necessarily have a policy that says, you know, hey, you need to get a waiver and you have to jump through all these hoops in order to go to school.
And so your career has very much been focused on public service, serving as a congressional staffer, then in the Air Force on the tactical level, like you mentioned, and now at the governmental level. What drew you to this? What drew you to a life of public service?
I get to help people, especially in command positions, in leadership positions. Just taking care of the people is so important, because if the people are suffering, if they're struggling, If they don't have the support that they need, the leadership that they need, they're not going to get the mission done. I mean, the mission is always going to happen. That's what we do. That's what the Air Force does. That's where all the services do. We're going to go wherever the nation needs us, and we're going to make something happen. But we're going to be really, really good at it if our people are taken care of. If we don't take care of our people, then the mission will suffer. So, and that's what keeps me going today.
That was Jen Saraceno, a colonel in the U.S. Air Force, speaking with WLVR's Chloe Nouvelle.